from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Chris, Mad Dog, Russo.
You guys are the best. The both of you.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'll probably say a good day just to see how he stacks him. I feel like, because for us, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to, I mean, I feel like he's in a place to where he's confident in himself, where he's not going to let a bad day or a bad game or something like affect him too much. I feel like it's more so of how do you continue that momentum, how do you continue to take strides when things are going good. And really just from there, just continue to stack the days or stack the weeks.
Guy Jalen Johnson on Caleb Williams. They're all being asked about him all the time. He is the story of this team, because if he's good, this team should be really good.
Yeah, the ceiling gets raised by him being good. Would be, I mean, they should be decent. But him being good would raise things quite a bit. As a football continues to fly around Wrigley Field.
Yeah, we're here at Wrigley, and more and more people are just playing catch with the football. You guys can talk about arm strength and the mechanics and all that.
How it helps you pronate, and it's a heavy ball, and it's like it's good for practice for your throwing arm, all of that. Oh, see, that guy just punted. Who was that?
Hey, what does that have to do with
baseball? That's Talkman.
What does baseball have to do with that?
That's the football head. It's the high school quarterback and safety from Fremd getting it done right there.
Well, I'm just saying, they seem excited about training camp being here. That's the vibe I'm getting from all these guys.
Yeah, of course it is. It's the vibe you're taking.
Yeah, no, I'm projecting. I'm leading the witness like you did to Bob Brentley during Hit and Run. Cole Kmet was on with Gojo and Golic and the father and son radio duo there. And, of course, contractually was obligated to talk about Caleb Williams.
Well, I think it's been good so far. You can see his want to learn, which is pretty cool to see. The talent's all there, and you know this kid can play football. And when you see him get to the post-snap stuff, it's pretty special with the scramble and the arm motion, the arm talent, the ability to layer the football. So for him, it's really just going to be about mastering the operation. That's going to be his number one thing. And, you know, learning how to command a huddle, use the cadences as a weapon, all those type of things, and being able to read defenses, recognize fronts, see safety rotation. Those are all things that he's going to have to pick up throughout this training camp period. And, you know, I think he's done a good job so far with it. And he'll just continue to get more and more looks as the preseason goes. So, yeah, I think a lot for his stuff is just going to be that pre-snap and mastering the operation. And from there, I think the sky's the limit.
So that I love hearing, because I don't know if you saw it today, and we'll talk to Chris Emma about it in 30 minutes. Did you see the jump passes?
I did not see the jump passes. So is Tim Tebow is what you're saying? The Bears have Tim Tebow?
That is not at all what I'm saying.
You sure about that?
He was rolling left and jumping to turn his body kind of like a shortstop in the hole, or a second baseman going to his right in the hole and jumping, turning his body and firing back across to first base. And you hear Kmet, like, he's got the ability, and post snap it's pretty special. So you can learn the pre-snap stuff as long as you're a smart guy, and he appears to be a smart guy who's a student of the game. You can learn it, but that stuff post snap, that's what can't be taught. That's the game slows down, eyes in the back of your head, innate ability. You're just out there playing backyard football. Yes, we want him to play in structure, all of those sort of things. But that thing, that it factor, man. That I'm telling you, man.
I know.
That's That is the representation of the ceiling.
The dream. That's the dream.
That's Josh Allen.
I know.
That's Rodgers.
I just
that's
want
Mahomes.
You to. I want you to live in what's necessary. What is necessary to win today?
But why? Why are they practicing it?
Win.
Why are they practicing it?
Because they'll need that too.
Yes.
I know.
Because if they want to win a Super Bowl with this dude on a rookie contract, it would be completely ridiculous to be like, handcuffs your rookie year.
Yeah.
Don't do that stuff.
Not handcuffs. Not handcuffs.
But so I'm saying that if he's doing it in practice in front of reporters at training camp, that he's doing jump throws and spins and crazy bleep. It's like that's yes.
You know what?
That's what I want.
You know what I really liked in there? I mean, obviously, like all the stuff you're talking about is very exciting. But the verb, Tanny, did you hear the verb that he used in there? Layering the football. Layering. Oh, yeah. So he's layering it means he can throw it on one layer or the next layer or the next layer, just like lofting it in, placing it in there on a particular layer, like a cake. How many layers are we talking about? How many layers are available on the defense? I don't know. Let's ask Dilfer or somebody. We need to ask a quarterback. Ask Will Hewlett how many layers are available. I prefer 7 with my cake. That's for sure. How many football layers are there, Danny?
Well, there's 3 levels of the defense, right?
Okay, but it sounds like there's more than that. And layers, those are levels. Are there layers within the levels?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Oh, no, I've had a 7-layer cake. When I was younger, there was a bakery in New Jersey that had a 7-layer cake. Mm. I can't be the only one that ever had that as a child. Am I?
I don't know.
Shane, what are the 7 layers in a dip? Go ahead. I'll wait.
Well, wouldn't it be sour cream, cheese, refried beans, onion, ground beef, salsa? Okay. Is that 6?
No, I don't know.
6, and then probably guacamole. I think that would be a 7-layer dip.
That was exactly what was in the cake. I'm talking
delicious.
I'm talking
just
about
a little raspberry sauce.
Here's the 7-layer cake that I had as a kid. It's just 7 layers of vanilla cake.
So it's just 7 cakes thin cakes stacked on top.
Yeah, it's just 7 thin cakes with a lot of frosting in the middle. It's a complete waste of effort.
Sure.
Now that I'm looking at it, like a 3-layer cake would be fine and would totally get it done.
Texter
says, like one of those king cakes, you know?
Oh.
With a little baby Caleb in there.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
What does the texter say?
Oh, it was a sports point.
It was?
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
No, you're right.
Speaking of sports points.
It was a bad instinct by me.
Did you see who was throwing the football to Mike Tauchman? You see who that was? The long hair out there?
Where am I looking?
It was Ben Brown. It was Ben Brown.
Ben Brown can play football, but he can't throw a baseball?
He can't throw a baseball. Because apparently he's working, because when you throw the football, it's a heavier ball, and it must be part of his rehab or his efforts to get his neck, the pitched nerve.
Then why is he practicing extra points right now?
He wasn't. But he was dropping back and doing a fake handoff. It made me wonder whether he played quarterback in high school. A lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes, obviously. And maybe just it was younger than that growing up because I didn't find anything on it. But interesting that a guy...
Or maybe he's just watched football and is mimicking it.
It could be. It could be.
It's a popular sport that most of us have seen.
There's an injured pitcher. There's an injured pitcher who's allowed to throw the football.
Are you trying to start something? Are you trying to start an issue here?
No.
I mean, there's media all over the place.
I did try to start an issue with the morning show, though, already.
What happened?
I started an issue. Shane saw what I did.
What did you do?
I've been lashing out
yeah, recently.
No, I took a picture. Can you see what this is? I took a picture of this down below us just a little while ago. You see what that is?
It looks like Council talking to some members of the Brewers.
Yeah, Christian Yelich and one other member of the Brewers. Is Craig Council yucking it up with Christian Yelich and some other Brewers. And then what do you see over here on the other side of the field? Really just halfway across the field. See some Cubs players still finishing up their workout.
Mm-hmm.
So while the Cubs players are finishing up their workout, there's Council over there yucking it up with the Brewers. Thought I'd send that to Dustin Rhodes just to see what he thought of it.
You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
Craig was there last year, Speaks. Remember, he knows those guys.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
He's probably catching up.
That's right. I sent it to David Haw, too, just because I wanted to see what both those guys thought about it. Sent him that picture. What did Dustin say? Not good.
Not good. But he's got to watch every BP session?
Apparently so. So I'm trying to spark something a little bit on the morning show. You know my dream of making the pick six.
You're trying so hard. But it is good. It's like you want to speak it into existence.
I do.
Right?
I
manifestation.
Do.
Yeah, you're saying you want to be on the pick six.
So Dustin said, no good. No good to Council yucking it up with Yelich and some other Brewers. The Cubs are finishing their workout.
Uh-oh.
David Haw said, if Dustin was hired by AM1000 for more money, I'd still yuck it up with him. There's nothing to see here.
Hey, so I think what you're forgetting, Speaks, that's not going to start the problem.
What?
The fact that you didn't include Mully on the text thread is what's going to start the problem.
I don't know if I even have Mully's number.
Or Brandon Fryer.
Well, I'm sorry to Brandon, and I'm sorry to Mully.
Ooh.
I have Mully's email. Hey. I should have included Mully on that.
First question tomorrow if they lose tonight. Were you surprised to see Craig Council talking with the Brewers pregame?
Were you bothered by that? Is it okay that a manager hangs out with his former players while his team is floundering in advance of the trade deadline?
Good question.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good. That's right. Tanny, you let me know if I make the pick six tomorrow, okay?
Oh, boy. We're not making the pick six, Speaks.
What? What do you mean?
It's not going to happen.
We're never going to make the pick six?
I don't think so. I have my doubts.
You think it's
a mocking? How long do we have to do it before we... I think they've made their point clear. We're not going to make the pick six. It's a great question, Danny. It might be the mocking.
It could be the mocking. But we mean well with the mocking.
Yeah, is it mocking or is it drawing attention to the segment
yes.
for maybe day parts that
yes.
don't know that segment happened?
That's certainly how I interpret
it. For me, it's mocking.
Oh, okay, there well, it is.
See, that's not nice.
There it is.
That's not
nice.
Good.
I love the extra
that's
point.
That's not nice.
Oh, see, I don't. I'm anti-extra point. Go for two.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, why don't they ever do a two-point conversion?
They should.
Why don't they do that?
They're afraid.
They should.
Morning Seriously. Show's afraid. Put it out there.
Seriously, go for it. Go for the win. How often do you get down there on the goal line?
Take six, by the way, is when they debate the top six sports stories of the day.
That's See,
the
there you go.
Excellent question.
Yeah, you're yeah. promoting the site. It's an excellent
site. It's at six.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, every day.
There's no mocking.
Well, no, I'm just,
From this observer.
From this side of the booth. Well, there was a good exchange earlier today on the morning show. It was Big's time.
Yeah,
you know he talks football with you.
It's appointment listening every single morning.
Yeah, I use the rewind feature for it almost every time he's on. And you know, we learned from Fluce yesterday that they respect the Olympics. So Biggs and Haw talked about Jonathan Owens going to Paris to watch Simone Biles.
Brad, the Bears will give Jonathan Owens time off to go to Paris to watch his wife Simone Biles compete in the Olympics. He'll miss 7 practices and the Hall of Fame game in Canton. And while the Bears can look at that and say, hey, this is a source of pride and this is a great thing and look at how we treat our players, I think it's terrific. I also wonder if they are establishing a precedent that players might take advantage of or try to down the road. What do you think about the decision? And do you think that this could be a slippery slope?
I mean, I guess if some of these players find a bunch of single available Olympic athletes that it could be a slippery slope.
No, not that. This is a personal event that he's being excused to attend. If you want to argument, there could be other events in people's lives that don't necessarily rise to the level of an Olympic competition.
Rib store opening?
I'm just saying, you don't see this happen all the time. Not every team would do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most teams would do it.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't
David's trying so hard? You know, I just think about Eberflus. We respect Olympics.
We respect Olympics.
Didn't he say that yesterday? We respect Olympics.
Isn't it pretty simple here? Jonathan Owens doesn't matter that much.
Oh boy, now you've done it.
They wouldn't let Caleb Williams go to Paris for the Olympics during training camp.
Here come the Jonathan Owens fans.
It's just what it is. Simone Biles is one of the most decorated American athletes at the Olympics.
And he's Mr. Simone Biles.
Yes. And he's a rotational safety and special teamer.
If Tory Taylor's significant other was in the Olympics for Australia, I think it's a no.
Yeah.
To rookie Tory Taylor.
I think to
go with a non-Caleb entity.
I think it's a no to 30i. I think it's a no to Montez Sweat. I think it's a no to DJ Moore. I think it's a no to Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright.
Nate Davis? Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Jonathan Owens wants to go to Paris during training camp? Yeah. But if Simone Biles was worse or Jonathan Owens was better, this wouldn't be happening. This is like a unique formula of greatness on the spousal side.
And irrelevance.
And irrelevance on the husband side.
Oh, that's the scale.
It's a unique formula that I, with all due respect to David Haw, Vegas Haw, I do not believe can be repeated or is likely to be repeated.
Well, what if like Coleman Shelton went up to Flus today and said, Matt, I too would like to go watch Simone Biles in the Olympics.
No, they would say no because he's not married to her. But if he was like, if Coleman Shelton was like, I'm engaged to Katie Ledecky, they'd be like, go watch her swim.
Breaking news on the story.
They'd be like, go watch her swim. Congratulations.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Yeah. We respect the Olympics.
No, he didn't say the Olympics. He didn't put the article in there.
A healthy respect for the Olympics.
Yes.
They just respect all kinds of Olympics. Not even just the Olympics.
Because we respect the Olympics.
They respect Olympics. Olympics of the mind, Special Olympics.
They respect all Olympics.
All Olympics. Are diners, Greek diners all over the country. The Olympic diner. I mean, it's amazing. It's phenomenal.
God, we need games to actually start our baseball teams to be good. Either one be totally fine.
I'm not upset about it. I'm more with Team Biggs on that exchange. But I think you're right about the scale. The scale is interesting to me.
It's a formula.
How irrelevant can the player be? You know, Coleman Shelton, I don't think is allowed to go if his wife Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager,
is the wife a seventh place sprinter who just qualified? Or is you know, the wife going to win 3 gold medals in the pool?
So it's got to be Olympic excellence and importance with team relevance.
Yes.
That's the formula.
It's very Flus won't say it. He'll just respect Olympics, but I will walk out on that ledge and say it. Jonathan Owens is not good enough to be missed at training camp, and Simone Biles is awesome, so she deserves to have the full support of her support group to bring Olympic glory to America.
Yeah.
So Flus is just supporting America more so than his secondary and special teams.
Yes, I think that's true. And he respects Olympics.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Of all kinds.
It's very simple. We got a Bears report in less than 20 minutes. We're live at Wrigley Park and Spiegel on the Score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
The most encouraging thing is that when you have a quarterback that reports as ready as Caleb Williams was mentally, it allows you to install things at a faster rate. The first weekend was a very good one for Caleb Williams.
I like what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. There are little things that worry me, like finding out that Braxton Jones is still having this neck issue, the fact that they are rotating the centers.
Mullin Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment on The Score is sponsored by Chicagoland Roofing Council. Hey, Chicago, if your commercial business needs a new roof or has persistent leaks, call a Chicagoland Roofing Council roofing and waterproofing contractor whose service technicians all complete a 5-year apprenticeship training program. Learn more about keeping your business dry at chicagoroofing.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.